Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, friends, you're on the cusp of vacation, the day of the luau. We got a lot of stuff we got to do to prepare for tonight. So I got an archive Friday for you, which isn't on Friday. It's a Thursday. And taking you back, a douchebag, who's the douchebag, caused a lot of chatter. Smoking weed in front of the kids. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we try to settle disagreements.
We try.
In a segment that we've called it. For many, many years, we've done this segment, and yet every once in a while, somebody hears it for the first time and writes me an angry letter that we use the word douchebag. Come on.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
What's up there, Douchey McGee? Welcome to the program. Who's the Douchebag? Brought to you by On the Vine Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter, and Route 1 in Scarborough. You can check them out online at onthevinemarketplace.com. I think we're going to have to get, I'm gonna get one of them cowboy steaks. I've never had one. I mean, you know, the steaks that are like 4 inches yep. thick, they're just giant, massive sides of beef. I might try that. You can email us a situation. Try and be objective about it, though, because some of them, I can't do a 3-page douchebag. Just don't have that kind of time.
Because you're the douchebag.
I get about three ways down the first page, and I'm like, I'm good, I'm out. I tap out. I'm just being honest with you. You got to keep it kind of brief. We only have so much time to do the segment. Email it to Greg, roadkilllaura at morningbuzz.com. We'll present it, kick it around, talk about it, give our opinions, but ours don't matter, my friends. You are judged by a jury of your peers. Other fellow douchebags out there, okay? We're all douchebags at one time or another. Dear Godfather.
Godfather.
Okay, so I've been a long-time listener. I have a complicated situation. In October of last year, my best friend got married, and my husband and I helped decorate, help with the food, as best friends would do. The wedding reception went beautifully. It was an absolute perfect day. There was an after party planned, and where we were going, all the couples had cabins to sleep in. It was an absolutely great setup. Now, the kids were invited, kids being 17, 20, and have known my best friends their entire life, and there were other young adults that were going to be there, too, so we figured, hey, let's bring the kids. So we did. Now, here's my issue. My best friend had come over to our cabin, and in front of my two boys, decides to light up a joint. Now, I'm not naive. My boys aren't new, but there is a limit. My husband said, hey, maybe this isn't the time or place. Her response was to instantly turn into Bridezilla, said this was her day, and she was going to do what she wanted, and had a few choice words from my husband. Now, I agree that it was her day, but my issue is, shouldn't there be a line of respect for the fact that we don't smoke and we don't want it around our young adult kids? I'm not new, and nor the kids. They went to public schools, so they must. Yeah, okay, I get it. However, I truly believe adults shouldn't be smoking pot around kids or young adults. Needless to say, doing it around my kids. I honestly feel she was taking advantage of the fact that it was her day and disregarding my wishes. My question is, am I the douche for making an issue out of this, or is she the deuce for disrespecting my wishes? Oh, they haven't spoken since. That's key to the story. They have not spoken since the fall of last year.
So we're asking, is the bride the douche, or is the writer?
The writer.
Okay.
The writer.
Can you read me right before you said they haven't spoken since last... Okay, whose choice was that? I know she says she's not really happy with it.
I left out one sentence. Needless to say, it turned out horrible, and we haven't really spoken since. I know my friend smokes, and she also knows my feelings about doing it around my kids. I feel like she was taking advantage of the fact that it was her day and disregarding my wishes.
Her day. Well, I love that. Her day.
It is her day.
It's almost like not that she was smoking pot there. It was her reaction to being asked to maybe not smoke near her and her kids. She reacted like a bridezilla. And I don't know, I she probably shouldn't be smoking near them. You know, keep it discreet. Just because it's your wedding doesn't mean you get to do everything you want.
Oh, but it's her day.
It's her day.
It's her day. Disney says that.
It's her day, Princess. Kelly. Everything's about her and not about anybody else. Screw everybody else.
I'm saying she's the douche.
You can say what you want about me, but if...
Oh, we do.
If I know that. I know that.
But it's good now that you gave us permission.
But if we're in a room and my kids are, let's say, in high school, maybe just out of high school, and you walk into the room and fire up a joint, yeah, I'm not going to like it.
But it's my day.
I don't give a rat's ass.
She wasn't outside.
It
wasn't outside.
No, it was in a cabinet.
No, it just said outside the cabin.
I thought it said outside.
Outside the cabin.
I don't think so. Hold on.
First. Thought it said she was outside the cabin.
Comes over to our cabin and in front of my two boys.
Yeah. It's over to the cabins. You don't know. I thought it was outside.
It's in the cabin. I thought it was outside.
It's in the cabin. Yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm going to have a problem with that. You can say it's almost legal, whatever, it's fine. But around young adults, that's not, you have to respect the parent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what day it is. I don't care if it's your day. I don't care if you just got coronated king. Use your head.
She would be queen, not king.
Whatever. I would be put off by that. Would I verbally attack you? No. But I wouldn't like it at all. And I would think, man, that's a dumb thing.
And then the fact that, you know, the husband spoke up and said something, and then you blast him. Yeah. So now you're going after him in front of his kids.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're a classy. You know what?
But some people are going to say, I can tell you, because some people will say, like, relax. The kids have seen worse, and they may be right. I can understand that. That's probably, you know, hey, they probably seen it, maybe even smoked it themselves. Whatever. But not in front of your mom and dad, Laura.
If it was in the cabin and she asked her to leave, then I understand that, and she turned into a bridezilla, that it would be, the douchebag would be the bride. If it's, she came over to the cabin and they were standing outside, whatever, I don't know. It is her day. It's her, you know, she gets outside.
Grow up about it being your day. Well, grow up.
These aren't little kids. They're 17 and 20 years old.
Go get them, Killer. Go get them.
Oh, it's my day. You know what? So, hey, your mother fell down. I don't care. It's my day.
If it's your day. Why do you obsess over the seating plan?
What about your house? Okay, so it's my house. You bring your kids over that are 17, 20. We're having a bonfire outside. And you know that this goes on at my house. And I do it in front of your kids. It's my house.
I probably wouldn't. If we're outside.
Well, it's not our
house.
That's
it. I'm asking him.
Your house. We're coming your house. And honestly, if I don't like it, I'm not comfortable.
You
come
to my house and you light up a joint and get out. Get outside.
Well, outside. I thought this was. See, I still feel like this was outside. I guess the bride is
If I come to your house, it's your rules. And if I'm not comfortable with your rules, then I'm going to go.
You light up a cigar. Get out. You light up a cigarette. Get out. Nobody's smoking anything in my house.
That's why I don't understand that this was inside. Because if she rented out the place, she has no right to come in and smoke inside of your cabin.
For God's sake, go outside in the deck. Go around the... Whatever.
She doesn't have to do anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. You know, but you're going to get somebody that's going to go, dude, just relax. Just chill. No. I'll chill when you respect how I parent my kids. That's how I'll chill.
And then you go after
and
the
if you're
husband.
A friend,
you're a
you
classy.
Should appreciate that.
You're a classy.
I don't know. Whore. Do you think we're going to get anybody? Because I mean, I read it. I think it looks like a slam douche dunk, but I don't know. You know, I mean, it's pot. I mean, it's.
I'm sure
point,
there's other women out there that are going. It's her
it's
day.
Weed. Yeah. At some point, somebody you're just going to go, whatever. It's not that big a deal. 19 and 20. If you walked in today and did that in front of my kids, I wouldn't bat an eye.
But if I went inside and I'm at a backyard barbecue at your house, you're probably just going to go really roadkill inside the house. No, it's not happening.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Kelly, douchebag.
Oh yeah.
Right or the bride?
The bride.
The bride.
The old bridezilla.
Oh, it's my day.
Yeah.
Mm, you're probably going to have four more in your life.
Mm. You're a gem.
You're a keeper.
Scott.
No. She's a keeper.
Okay.
She's a keeper.
I got
it's
you.
My day.
Mm-hmm. Laura.
Ugh. I guess it's a bride.
I'm just wondering.
It's my day.
I'm trying to figure out a way where it wouldn't be the bride. How it could be the other person. And I can't. I can't get it nailed down.
Yeah, you know, don't go looking for it. It's okay.
My day.
I share your frustration in that. It's my day. Stop being 15. God's sake. Unless you really are 15 and you're getting married at 15, because that happens.
You're Bill, in Maine.
Good morning. Bill, who's the douchebag, the bride or the writer?
Got to say the bride. I mean, I agree. It's a little pot. What's the big deal? But if you're around kids who aren't adults yet, and the parent says, hey, I don't want them around it. I know they probably do it. I'm not a moron, but not when I'm around and not in front of me.
Yeah.
And not in, even though it's a rented cabin, it's my house.
I got to be honest.
I'm staying here. This is my space.
I'd be incredulous. I would look at, my jaw would hit the floor. And just
if she's paying to rent that place, it's her place. I don't understand. Like, that's why I was thinking it had to be outside.
I pictured it outside.
I picture it outside.
Sounds like each couple rented their own little spot.
Yeah, they went into one cabin. It was a cabin in the cabin. That's it didn't say outside and by the fireplace.
And then you fought with the husband in front of the kids. You're just
oh, then they're not talking. Then they're not talking.
Yeah, that whole not talking for this long. Crazy.
Get rid of a scumbag like that in your life.
I should be able to do this wherever I want because I want to do this because I want the attitude is a bad attitude to have. I should do what I want. It's my please. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
She's the douche. If the kids can get the secondhand smoke, she's the douche.
You mean the bride? The bride is the douche.
The bride is the douche.
It's not even so much about the pot, it is the attitude.
Yeah.
Right? That's the attitude that just makes you crazy. Oh, exactly. I'm going to do what I want. It's my day. And that's something that I could see a woman saying to her friends, oh, it's my day.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so if a friend did that, you know, with Val, and you're in there, and then all of a sudden you go to say something, and then she blasts you in front of you, oh, my God, I'd be so angry.
Oh, if one of Valerie's friends said that, I'd get on him right then and there. I'd say, oh, it's my day. I'd start ragging on him right then and there, and so would you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you're friends, they know that that's what you're going to say. Let's go to Chip. Chip, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
Mom's the douchebag.
The writer?
She shouldn't have brought the kids and exposed them to that atmosphere if she knew that was going to be there. She knew the possibility of it being there.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have brought the kids and exposed them to that. So,
I don't know that she...
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
So she knew that she smokes pot, so she had to expect that the woman was going to smoke pot after her wedding. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. And then she brought the kids there. She thought it was a good idea to bring the kids. So if you know it's going to be there, you got to expect it. This is what's going to happen.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. I don't agree with that, but that's fine.
We don't have to. That's his vote.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go to Mark. Talk to me. Who is the douchebag here? What do we got? 2-1? That's what I got. 2-1.
Bridezilla by far. Once they asked her not to do that, you know, even if it is her, quote, my day and stuff, which is what, you're two?
Yeah.
You know, put the damn thing out and respect your friend's wishes.
And what about the husband?
That's simple.
If that was my wife and she did that, I'd be like, what are you doing? You're acting like a moron. I mean, hey, I love you, but you're acting like an idiot right here. I would say, but he's probably, the guy probably put it in the purse.
Yeah.
She holds him in the purse now because he can't say anything because she's such a tyrant. You know, that's probably, that's just my own, I'm imagining that. I have no basis by which to say that at all. Christine is on the phone. I got 3-1 for the
bride.
3-1. Christine, hi.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I agree with everybody, and if they had gone to the bride's cabin and then she did it, then they could just leave. But the bride coming to theirs, no, the bride is the douche.
I just don't know. Thank you, Christy. I just don't know. Like, wouldn't you, if there are young adults in there, I would not want to, as a parent that watched them grow up, do that. Mm-hmm. I would go, I'm going to go outside for a second, and I would do it out there. But if I watch little kids grow up, and now they're young adults. They're still young adults to me. I still see them as kids, even though Dave and Jolene's kids are old, like they're adults now. I still see them as kids, and I'm not going to do anything stupid in front of them like that. You know, I'm just not. I don't know. Maybe that's me. I don't know. What do I know? Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Who's the douchebag, Donnie?
I say the bride is, in part because the kids were invited. Okay. If they weren't invited and the kids showed up, that's a little different. But they were invited, so they were welcome to go. So you behave yourself in front of kids.
Don has just orated the truth to all of you.
Amen.
He's orated.
You're the douchebag.
Unbelievably.
You're the douchebag.
And there you go.
You're the douchebag now.
There's nothing more irritating. It's my day. Of course it's your day. Everybody around there wants to make it your day. But when you say it's your day,
but that person was
you start making demands because it's your day, that's when you become the bitch.
The guy was right when he called and said, she knows he said it right then and there. Like, I know that she does this. I know that she would, you know.
Yeah, but so. I know a lot of people that do it. Guess what? They're not doing it at their wedding reception after party in front of kids. That doesn't excuse common sense because they do it. A lot of people do it. Maybe even a majority. I don't know. But they don't do it when there's kids around.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to. I'm not arguing. I'm all done. She's a winner.
Another gun to your head lifestyle choice. I don't think it's a thing. I don't think it's just a thing. I think it's that's the thing. She knows her friend smokes. She needed to expect that people might be smoking. If you don't want that around your kids, don't bring them. Also, the bride is a douchebag because she should know her friend doesn't like
that. Now, wait a minute. I understand by don't bring them, but if I'm going to a wedding and
wedding, I smoke pot, you don't.
I know, but if I'm at my cabin, I should be able to bring my kids to the cabin that I'm renting. Mm-hmm. And if you want to choose to smoke pot, then go back to your cabin.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
So you brought yourself into my cabin on your day, and you act that way.
Here I am. I'm a weed smoker, and I'm gonna go. It's my wedding, and you're gonna bring your kids there. Even if you know I smoke weed, I'm not smoking weed in front of your kids. I know you don't smoke. I know you don't like it. That's respect.
Yeah, I know, but it's her day. It's her day.
I may want to, but I respect you as a friend, and I'm not gonna do that. Where's the synapse that isn't working in your brain that fails to recognize that or makes you feel the need to put you, I want to do this first, I don't care what they do. Well, then you're not a friend. You don't have any respect for anybody
you know
around
what?
You.
I'm seriously cool if we never talk again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm
one less present, right, Scotty? One less present. Save it the wallet.
Bums me out that they're still not talking.
Oh, it bums me out, too. I'm going to probably tonight lay in bed and toss
the turning. It's October.
Oh, are you sitting that long?
I'm going to take a picture of Scotty and I'm going to put depression hurts because he's so bummed out about them
not
talking.
Oh, my God,
talking.
That bothers me.
All right. If you got a situation, you can always email it to us, greg@morningbuzz.com, Laura or roadkill@morningbuzz.com. We can throw yours around. Well, maybe she feels a little better that she's not alone in how she feels. Anyway, quick break. We come back. News and sports. What's up with Kelly next? Thank you so much for hanging with us on the Buzz Archive Friday. We're going to be back on July 8th, Monday, 5:30 a.m. We'll be here bright and early. Enjoy the week. Have a safe holiday, and we'll see you when we get back.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.